HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I am Prasun and I'm back with another episode of
Tech Central, a podcast
where we talk about everything technology. And this is the one where we take a hot
topic in the industry
and clear all misconceptions around it. So US President Donald Trump signed an executive order which seeks to bring down the liability protection for social media firms. What this means is that there is a law in the US which is called Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act that protects social media companies from being liable for the posts that you and I make on the platform. There is an Indian version to this also. It's Section 79 of the IT Act, and the protections are pretty much similar. The Indian one says that you are protected from such liability as long as you adhere to the other norms of the IT Act. Now, why is this important? Because what Trump basically is saying is that if you go and post a bad review against a company on, say, an Amazon, then the company can not only hold you liable for it, it can also hold an Amazon liable for it. Similarly, if you go to Zomato and you write a bad review, then Zomato could suddenly become liable for this. Now, on the one hand, Trump is right. And hear me out about this. I know this is not something you hear very often, but what Trump is saying is that if, as a social media company, you want to say that you are not liable for the posts that the public makes, then you should not be intervening with those posts as well. What the executive order says is that if a company intervenes with a post, meaning that if they apply fact-checking labels like Facebook, Twitter, etc. do, then they cannot say that they are not liable for such posts. And to a lot of people, that makes sense. On the other hand, a lot of people have also said that removing this liability protection will mean that now private companies will have to make sure that they are not liable for the posts that are made. And how will they do that? By doing more censorship. So, tomorrow, if you make a post that is, say, slightly controversial, it's possible that a Facebook will just take it down because they're afraid that somebody might sue them for it. Same goes for Twitter, same goes for Zomato, same goes for pretty much anybody else. The liability protection law is also what lets a WhatsApp say that my chats are end-to-end encrypted, so I cannot read these chats, and hence I cannot tell you what people are doing on WhatsApp. Without this, it creates the inroads for world governments to come and tell WhatsApp that they have to create a backdoor in their encryption, which automatically defeats the whole purpose of encryption. So there are two sides to this. There is the right side in the sense that should social media companies be fact-checking content if they aren't gonna be liable for it? But on the other hand, should they not be protecting our privacy? Should they not be doing something to protect free speech? It is sort of a catch-22 situation, but Trump could have set a precedent by the executive order, and it's something that other governments could follow. Of course, that does not mean that they will necessarily follow it, but it does mean that we all need to be aware of what just happened. It's all the more relevant for India because the Indian government had passed a set of intermediary guidelines for the IT Act back in 2018, which had traces of this. And if you've been following the news, you would have heard that the government has often tried to ask WhatsApp to build backdoors inside their encryption, which ideally just defeats the purpose of encryption. And they have been pushing for more active censorship from social media companies. Now, the final set of these intermediary guidelines were due this year. The pandemic has pushed them. Earlier, we had information that they were supposed to come sometime in March, April. But of course, the thing has been pushed because of the pandemic. But it's possible that the Indian government will come up with intermediary guidelines this year. And when they do, they could follow Trump's example as well. So that's it for this week. What did you guys think of this episode? Is there something you guys would really want me to cover? Write to me. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. Or you could just write to podcasts@hindustantimes.com.
Hi, I'm HT Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. The next episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com, connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news. You know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This was a Livemint production, brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.